Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Minimalism Made Simple podcast. My name is Rebecca, and I'm the blogger over at minimalismmadesimple.com. I encourage you to head on over to that website to check out our free printables. I also recently just launched my ebook, which is called Why Minimalism? The Choice is Simple, and I'll leave a link for that in the description below. Thank you so much for tuning in today, and let's get started with today's episode. Hi, everyone. Thank you for tuning in today. And in this episode, we are going to talk about why self-discipline is the highest form of self-love. So self-discipline is, in fact, the highest form of self-love. It allows us to take care of ourselves, our needs, and our goals in a way that is sustainable and healthy. Self-discipline takes practice, but it is well worth the effort in the end. So what is self-discipline? Well, according to study.com, self-discipline is the power to manage a person's thoughts, emotions, or behavior in the face of temptation to achieve a specific goal. It involves setting clear objectives, creating a plan of action, and following through with it consistently over time. Self-discipline requires self-awareness, self-control, and self-motivation, which are all essential components of personal growth and success. So now we're going to dive into what self-love is. So it is a state of appreciation for oneself that grows from actions that support our physical, psychological, and spiritual growth. It is the practice of accepting and nurturing oneself, treating oneself with kindness, respect, and compassion. Self-love encompasses not only how you treat yourself, but also how you allow others to treat you. It means having a high regard for your own well-being and happiness. It means taking care of your own needs and not sacrificing your well-being to please others. It is about recognizing your worth and treating yourself with the same care and concern that you would offer to a loved one. Now we're going to talk about how self-discipline and self-love is intertwined, and I'm going to give you a few examples that support that. So self-discipline is an act of self-love. It is this way because it requires you to prioritize your long-term well-being over short-term pleasure. When you practice self-discipline, you are showing yourself that you care about your future and that you are willing to make sacrifices to achieve your goals. By doing so, you are cultivating a sense of self-love and self-respect that will serve you well in all areas of your life. Number two is that self-discipline helps you achieve your goals and dreams. So it is essential if you want to achieve your goals in life. It helps you to stay focused and motivated, even when the going gets tough. When you have self-discipline, you are able to break down your goals into smaller, more manageable tasks and then work steadily towards them. And self-love allows you to approach this process every day, which is a powerful motivator in itself. Overall, you will find that self-discipline and self-love can help you achieve things that you never thought possible. So the third and final one is that self-discipline helps you create a positive self-image, which is an aspect of self-love. When you are disciplined, you are able to take control of your life and make choices that are in line with your values and goals. This creates a sense of inner harmony and peace, which can be reflected in your outward appearance and behavior, as well as your inner self. So people who practice self-discipline tend to be more confident, focused, and positive. And this is something that internally can help you when it comes to developing self-love for yourself. So I want to leave you with a final note is that self-love and self-discipline go hand in hand. When we practice self-love, we are able to set healthy boundaries and make decisions that align with our values and goals. Self-discipline is an act of self-love because it requires us to prioritize our long-term well-being over short-term pleasure. It also helps us to achieve our goals and dreams, develop self-respect and confidence, and create a positive self-image. By combining the power of self-love and self-discipline, we can create a life that is full of joy and personal fulfillment. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. And don't forget to download my ebook. I'll leave it in the description to this podcast below. And I'll go ahead and catch you in the next one. Bye-bye.